go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
What it do?
This is a stick up.
OVO.
Let's leave that man alone for the night.
Ooh-wee.
Let's leave that man alone. Let him, you know, take his honey bubble bath. You know, let him worry about all the bots that was purchased. Don't let him, you know, do what he does when he does it. Okay.
Yep.
Now we are back for part two of Hard Nose.
Hard Nose.
Hard Nose. That means absolutely not. Not on my watch. Not
hell
today.
No.
Hell no. Fuck no. Okay. No. Absolutely not. We not. No. There's no negotiating. And I got a couple, but this is the Brit version though.
Because, what?
Yeah, you got, cause you said you got some, right?
Yeah, I got some.
Okay. Like you take it, like you act like you scared to get in the game. We both like Kobe.
I ain't never scared.
Okay then. All right. So let's get to it. These are hard no's. Now, look, I don't really remember what the details was about. Like, is it like dating or is it in a relationship, marriage? Like, you see what I'm
either
saying?
Either relationship or marriage. Okay. Dating, relationship, marriage, whatever.
Okay, because dating, I don't know if we talk about red flags as much as we talked about hard nose, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, if this is part two, we are beyond red flags. Either we have ignored them by this point, or the person has fixed them to green, I guess. Maybe some of them, not all of them. I mean, it's probably a smaller portion that did, you know, work on themselves and said, maybe I'm the issue.
And then they went to therapy, yes, healed themselves,
ayahuasca,
and lived ever after.
Yeah, all kind of shit. Spinach.
Spinach.
Yeah, all kind of shit.
Drink their water, stay hydrated.
They lock you up and make you watch Popeye. You're going to learn something, boy. But Hard Nose Part 2. Britt, let's kick this off. Then.
All right. So, the situation is...
Damn.
Actually, which one do I want to go for? How many you got?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Since this is one of the hottest things out there right now, your fiance, and this is true story from what I hear, your fiance pays $1,111 for a meet and greet with Chris Brown.
Oh, man.
Where she get to pose however she want to pose. He could be grabbing them cheeks.
Oh, she's starting out the gate. You are a foul person, okay?
It's your fiance, right? Ooh. And she went. And she went in the outfit that, Keke Palmer's dude wasn't feeling.
Yep.
Okay, so she's out there. Titties out, ass out, everything, right?
Looking
out. Good.
Good.
Looking good.
Baby oil.
And you ask it, you know, like, right? Smelling like everything delicious.
Yes.
And And Lord she's, Jesus. You know, excited as hell and talking about the pose, like the perfect pose she's going to, you know, do. She bent over in front of Chris Brown.
Wait, but do you know or you don't know ahead of time?
What?
Like, do I know ahead of time that she's going to do it or I'm going to be surprised by it?
Well, no, you noticed the $1,111 out the bank account.
Right.
And you know she going to the concert and she's excited about this, getting a picture taken with Chris Brown. She's excited. And you ask her about the pose. Like, are you paying that much money? Yeah. What kind of pose you doing?
What kind of pose that going to be?
Yep. And so she going to be bent over in front of Chris Brown. Is that a hard no? Or are you going to let that slide?
Here's the thing, though. Here's why I might let that slide. Here's why. First of all, there was a red flag in there. When you said no, first of all, when you said the word notice, that's when my antennas went off. Because you said no, you noticed that $1,100 is missing from the account.
Uh-huh.
Which means it was some sneaking activity going on. That's a large lump sum.
Or maybe she was going to tell you, but you just happened to check the bank account before she could tell you when she got home.
Okay, that still doesn't... Britt, stop playing with me. Because...
I'm just saying, you threw me curveballs in part one. I know. Throwing them right back.
I know. But Chris Brown, all of a sudden, I'm a go. That's not the thing. You know when Chris... First of all, if you taking out $1,100, that means you knew that. You knew when that nigga was coming to your state and city.
Yep.
You knew that.
Been on the prowl.
Yes. You just don't say, oh my God, he's coming in a week. Let me get $1,100. No. Nigga, you knew back in 2019 he was coming to Charlotte. You knew that. So that's
some sneaky. Behind on rent.
Yeah. That's some sneaky activity. That's what I would be bothered by. But if this is like a mutual thing, because look, I'm going to want that in return. You already know where I'm going with this, Britt. If Janet pulls me up.
Miss Jackson, if you nasty.
And ties me up, let that happen. Let that happen. Okay? You just got to... Marcy has to understand that one. Out the gate.
Okay.
Out the gate. Okay? So... Okay. I'm not mad. I know Marcy likes starting lineup. You know what I'm saying? She got Travis Kelce up in there. You know what I'm saying? I want to say MB. Well, we already know when it comes to Idris. You know what I'm saying? I think Idris is up there, and that's cool. But I think if we had to talk about it, you know what I'm saying? Instead of me finding out. Then that changes my mood. But red flags go up if I check the account and I'm $1,100 poorer than what I was yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I went from a nice seafood dinner to I guess we're making spaghettis tonight because you want to get your ass gripped by Chris Brown. And look. And that's the thing. They have that opportunity. You not what woman R&B artist is out here saying $1,100 and I'm gonna grab your crouch.
Right.
Like who is doing that? Like Adina Howard is not coming out of retirement.
Adina Howard. She'd be the one though.
She would be the one. Yeah. So it's a couple of other ones out there, but she definitely one of the forefathers. God bless her. God bless her. But only if it's reciprocal. You know, if I can get that in return, cool. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not really tripping out for that. And some of those poses is low key funny.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
And it's a celebrity. Right. It's a celebrity. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's a double standard because. 9 times out of chance, that guy posting with the lady artist, that's you're not going to be able to. You probably got about 5 to 7 seconds tops up there and get down before you know, Zeus and Darkheart, and Darkblade come over there and break your collarbone.
That's your answer.
Yeah. Now you flip it around. You know what I mean? Security is still there because it's CB. You gotta protect and invest it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you doing all kind of crazy shit. You sit on his face. You know what I'm saying? He putting his hands in your pockets. All kind of stuff because it's a different type of the women would have a better chance of getting to the bedroom than we would.
Yeah.
So that kind of I can see a lot of guys like, nah, especially if your chick is bad. It's you're sweating at home. You know what I mean? You watching the and you know we're getting the pictures, true indeed. But at the end of the concert, you're not gonna be able to see it. Only thing you're gonna have to do is just imagine, and your imagination is not your friend tonight, boss.
Did you see that though? You see some girl apparently called off her engagement for that shit.
Did she call it off? I know it was one where the guy called it off.
Or maybe the guy called it off, but she didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
She was unbothered.
As she should be, though. Like, I mean, again, but I understand that some people are not, everybody ain't the same, so I'm not against it if somebody is against it. But if you're willing to just say call it quits because, like, throw everything away because of a celebrity moment, then... That wasn't built on sturdiness to begin with.
True. I think it's more wild. These motherfuckers are paying $1,100 for
picture. But here's the thing though, Brett. In their defense, this is like the 70s or the 80s where people used to risk a lot of shit just to go see their favorite artist.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like we hear those stories of, yeah, I hitchhiked to this concert or this festival, or you know this is the shit that we ain't got it. Well, and in a way we was doing that too, because niggas that didn't have no cars, we had to depend on that one person with that vehicle. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? To get us to the function. So it just seemed like everything's more expensive these days. So to cough up $1,100 to get my breast lifted. I think I might be more mad about the money than the actual action.
Okay.
Now, hear me out. My turn.
Shit. You stress me out, man. I'm not ready for this.
No, but this one I actually just thought about, but this is like, what if you're in a situation where you're engaged or married, in a relationship, you can pick whatever stage, right? Mm-hmm. But you have a sibling, siblings, cousins, or whatever the case that you're real close to, but they're not in the same situation that you're in. So a lot of stuff that you do, they wouldn't be able to understand it. You know what I mean? But they depend on you, like emotionally. They depend on you, or whatever. How do you like handle that situation? Because it's a hard no. The hard no in this situation is I'm not dealing with outside talk. I'm not dealing with outside energy that could affect my situation. You know what I'm saying? And usually that is the people that's closer to your spouse, which is either their siblings, cousins, or friends. You know what I mean? And it's like, what me and Marcy has learned throughout the years is that we keep everybody out of our business.
As you should.
Because just because you could trust somebody with your information doesn't mean that they're going to give you the right answer or advice, because it could be coming from their personal experiences, and all experiences are different. So my hard no would be, you know, dealing with like family drama. I cut that out. If I feel like your siblings is affecting our marriage in a certain way, I shut it down. Everybody got to go. I'm taking my ball home.
Yeah, I feel that. So you're asking me what my hard no is.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in that same boat. Like, your family, my family, nobody should be in our business. Nobody should... nobody should be in a place where they feel entitled to. Like, if you just letting... Kind of like, what was that? What's that movie? Think Like a Man?
Yeah.
You know, Jennifer Lewis' character, the mama's boy one. Like, yeah. She just be running all over. Like, no. Nope, we're not doing that. You're not letting anybody in the family run over me or try to run me or us. And no.
Yeah, that's a hard no. Like, but the hard no can go the other way, too. Like, if I feel like you're a Captain Save-A-Ho all the time, then
oh
I'm
my
going,
God.
Then I'm like... No, then no, but then it's like, no, because you putting them before us.
Yeah, you putting me on the back burner, us on the back burner. No. Yeah.
No, we got to, and I got to roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then on top of that, they know that you'll do that, and they're going to expect it every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yep. You're gonna
when we want to do some shit or got some shit going on, and then it's gonna fuck up our shit.
They go, no. you're gonna say 10,000 times. That one time you say no, they gonna say something foul. They gonna get mad at you. Y'all gonna get in a fight or whatever. You're gonna be doing good in life, and then months later they gonna sneak back in.
Shout out!
Ooh, heavy hitter out the gate.
Yeah, heavy hitter, because you made me actually pick a hard no in that situation. Okay. He wasn't giving me no real situation.
Like, watch the ghetto one I come up with next.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm really like that.
I know you are. All right. Okay, you're in a relationship, right? And the person you're in a relationship with, you pick the stage, dating, married, whatever. Their ex sends them $4,000 on their birthday, right?
Yeah.
With the extras, like, you deserve this and blah, blah. I miss you. I just want to give you something that you deserve on your birthday. Boom, $4,000. Okay. Are you going to ask them to send it back? Like, is that a hard no? They got to send that shit back?
We could
do it. With all the extras. Here's $4,000. Boom, it's done. Like, oh, and then she spend it on you. No. It came with a love letter, 4-page letter, and closed it with a kiss, like Aaliyah. Like,
look, it depends on who I'm rocking with. It literally depends on the woman I'm in a relationship with. And where we're at that time. Because if I feel like you my nigga and you not on that, we could play this game. Give me 3 of that though. You keep the 1. Give me the
you
3.
Keep the 1.
Yeah. Yeah, just as long as she doesn't go outside the community guidelines. if she feels like, and it's not even if she doesn't trust herself. It's more so if she feels like she can't play the game without keeping a substantial distance, then I would be like, all right, no, get the money back. And block that. Tell him he can call my phone and we can talk about this. Because that's not appropriate. Because if you flip it around, it doesn't matter, male or female, you get that, you see that deposit for whoever your spouse is, nigga, it's going to red flags. So... Nah, if I can't trust you enough to play the game, then don't play no games. Send that money back.
Right. Promptly. Yeah. No game.
I see you. You put a switch on that one.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's illegal. All right. Boom, we had a barbecue. Yeah, I'm back at you.
Nah, shit.
We at a barbecue, Britt.
Backyard boogie.
You are in. You in good with the family. Like you haven't been around the family that much, and this is the first outside event that you attended. This is his side of the family, and they funk with you. You know what I'm saying? Little kid, little badass kid. One of them named Nathaniel. You know what I'm saying? Man pulling up. Barbecues, man, phenomenal. Is Black Love, Kendrick playing. You know what I'm saying? His ex pull up, right? Because she was cool with the family too. But look, here's the thing though. Y'all never really talked about the exes and stuff like that. So you don't know that's the ex or whatever, right? Now, look, they broke up. True indeed. When y'all got together, it wasn't no funny stuff. Like y'all met, y'all got into a relationship, whatever, blah blah blah. But y'all never had that talk about the exes. Y'all just didn't. Everything was going so good. What's the point of bringing it up, right? Mm-hmm. So, y'all didn't talk about the exes. So you don't know it's her. You don't know it's her. He over there doing his thing, talking to the cousins, laughing and shit like that. Took an edible, goofy ass smile and shit. And she come over there and bring him a plate.
Oh,
a plate.
That's funny because I got a plate one on my thing too.
Yeah, you go ahead and remix it.
Oh my god.
She bring him a plate. He's standing up. He's standing next to his cousin from Michigan. You know what I'm saying? And they been talking, giggling and shit like that. And she got on fire ass sundress. She knew what she was doing. And she made that plate. Mac and cheese, oxtails, ribs, greens, candy yams. I'm about to take this over to Gerald. Get that nigga to play. You see it or whatever in your head, but you're not really tripping because it's like you think it might be a cousin or something like that or whatever. But then, you know what I'm saying? You kind of, y'all leave, everything good, but that shit's still on your... Y'all know, you know, something that you thinking about something, that shit don't go away. You know what I'm saying? You cut the radio down. Don't you touch my radio. Don't touch my radio. We vibing out. I'm thinking I'm about to get some draws when I get home. You know what I'm saying? I put on the R.M. Baylorism playlist. You can get that on iTunes. And we vibing. And I'm thinking I'm warming up the oven. And then you cut down the radio and you say, so when they hit you with that, so it's the long so for me.
So who the fuck you on the show with last night?
So that girl that girl that brought you that plate, who is she? Like, is she a cousin or something like that? And then he said, nah, that's my ex. That's my ex Sharita. You know what I'm saying? It's always some crazy name. Sharita. And boom, he explained a whole origin story and stuff like that. How you feel? What's happening?
No, we got a fucking problem.
No.
We got a fucking problem. Because here's the thing, right? I'm going to just start off the bat where I don't like this shit already because I don't like the lingering ex. I don't care that y'all got a history, blah, 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 blah. The lingering ex. I don't like that shit. I am I will cut myself off. Everybody who's attached to you, boom, block, nothing. Like, because I don't like that ex that just got to be around. And because usually, they're extra as hell. There's no appropriate nothing. You come over, you in you got your titties all out, or you, hey sis, hi mom, and doing all that shit. Nope. Nope. Not happening. But so did she not know you had a woman that could bring you a plate?
You clearly accepted the plate. Here's the thing, Cole Arthur. Wherever you want to go, where you want to go with this? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go as far as, do y'all still follow each other on social media? Let's start there.
Damn, Baylor, you raising my blood pressure, man.
Let's start there. You know what I'm saying? And you posted maybe like, it doesn't matter how many posts you have. She don't care, clearly. You know what I mean? So she could do the thing where she act like she don't know y'all together and still send a plate. You know what I'm saying? But he only got two pictures. One of them, you know, the first picture that he posted of you and him, it was a date, and it was one of those. He took a picture of his hand and your hand and two wine glasses type bullshit to tease. You know it is. The second one, that was more so that full body, but they still didn't see the face or whatever. Probably was getting drawn like a cartoon character on the beach somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So she probably know. You know, she used to be with the dude, so she know how a good guy, a catch he is and stuff like that. He's not gonna be outside that long. That's not gonna stop her from
this relationship that this ex, and I'm sorry, did you say it was a long time? It was way, way back in the day. What did you say?
Let's say this is about like 2.5 years ago.
Okay, no. That's
That's recent.
That's done for.
That's recent. Oh. And she put cornbread on there.
See, the only way I would actually brown sugar situation, even, and that's like not
brown
really the best.
Brown sugar, bae.
Hey, that's really not the best example because they end up getting together. But what I'm saying is like they grew up together, and so she knows family, and you know they know whatever. And then yeah, okay, later on they dated, but like, if it's just the last like 2.5 years, like that's adulthood. Like, no.
Gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. They be lingering around. They be lingering
they
around.
Do.
And they'll
and
do
they
it.
Don't give a
they'll
damn.
Wash his draws.
They don't give a damn.
They'll wash
like,
his draws. They'll come over there and shampoo the carpet.
And making a plate with the oxtails. No, you're doing too
two
much.
Two pieces of cornbread,
and,
too. I
but here's my problem, too. You okay with accepting that plate from another woman? Like,
okay, here's the thing. And I get it. Y'all can't keep running in that, though, bro. Let me tell you why.
Why?
Because y'all want him to turn into the Incredible Hulk and say, no, don't bring me this plate.
You don't have to. That's where y'all be thinking that women are all like batshit crazy. No, you don't have to be the Incredible Hulk. But you can say something. You ignoring it.
Okay,
is
you say
not
say what do we
better.
Say something? Tell me. I bring you the plate, and you say,
"No, thank you. I can get my own plate." Period. Fucking period. That's it.
Okay,
I can get
it,
my own goddamn
but
plate.
But is this off of the emotions of the girlfriend that knows you were the ex girlfriend? Because I don't feel like this is the same energy if you don't know who she is.
So I'm the ex-girlfriend bringing a plate, and I don't know that is your girlfriend? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'm saying you being the girl don't know that she is the ex-girlfriend bringing
I know. Plate. I'm not saying anything about she doing it. I'm talking about him being able to just say, no, thank you. I can get my own plate.
But if you don't know who she is, then how could you assume that it's coming from a malicious place? Like, or you don't know if that's his cousin.
No, you taking the exit too early. Listen, it has nothing to do with the current girlfriend. This is the exchange between the ex-girlfriend and the dude.
Yes.
The dude needs to just tell. Because here's the thing, okay? So now you fast forward, you in the car. She turned down your music. You thinking you were going to get some draws.
Yeah.
And she's like, who is that?
She's like, so? Okay.
But had you just took the initiative and been like, nah, I can get my own plate, thank you. She didn't see you get a plate then because you turned down the plate. And then you won't have to deal with that. But instead, you took the plate. You ate up that plate. That shit was so good.
Well, the
you
food was good. Don't make it seem like don't make it seem like because she brought the plate that it was good. Nigga, the food gonna be good regardless.
Yes, but the thing is when you're in that situation where the ex brought the plate and they enjoyed that motherfucker.
What if I was petty? What
tie all that shit together?
What if I was petty and said, "Well, if your ass would have got it fast."
Oh,
oh my God, that's an ass whooping. If you say,
pull over.
If you
pull
say,
over and let me out this car.
If you say, well, if your ass would have did it to begin, oh, you gonna be sleeping on.
You can pull over, let me out this car. I'm a fucking walk.
Man, that is crazy. He said something.
You can jack yourself tonight. Shit.
That's wild. Was that mine or yours?
That's yours.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Pat yourself on the back.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying. What you got?
Well, the remix.
Okay.
And I almost don't feel like doing this one, but you got a little gathering, a couple's gathering at your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, you know, the four of the couples laughing, joking, playing games, ha ha hee hee hee, whatever. Your woman's in the kitchen, right? And she's just enjoying herself. Music playing, y'all, whatever. And she makes a plate and gives it to the other man first.
Wait, what?
She makes plates, right? Uh-huh. She's making plates. But yeah. The person who gets served first isn't you. It's the other dude.
Who's the other dude?
Look, it's two couples.
Oh, okay. So her dude, her friend,
right?
Dude.
Her friend's dude gets the plate first.
Yeah.
That all right with you?
Nah, nigga. I turned into Mike Tyson. What? The fuck is going on? This is a conspiracy. I'm socking everybody.
First.
Man, I am socking everybody up. What? That is comment. That is pure comment. You let these people in my house, and you serve them. Now, look. If you serve, all right, is it different if he serve her and then him? Ooh.
Wait, say that again.
Is it a difference if your wife? Oops, your wife. your husband or boyfriend serve him and her first, like both of them.
Well, that's the thing. She's putting the food together on plates, but she didn't get a plate first, and you didn't get a plate first. Old boy got a plate first.
Well, yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not rolling with that one. If you serve, you're not serving. This is going to sound crazy. If someone was to clip this, it's going to make it sound like I run my household. Like, you're not about to serve another man before you serve me. That is a wild thing. If I put a plate together and I hook it up and I push that past you to that man's wife, oh, man, I'd be surprised if he don't take off on me.
Okay.
What?
So it's a hard no.
That's a roundhouse kick no.
It's a hard no, Mork ass buster.
Yeah, get your Mork ass out the core. What?
Okay.
All right.
Boom, knock that out the park.
I see it, and I weighed you. I bring another one. Oh, man. You know, college football is coming out next month. Yes, sir. And not only that, we got college football returning. You got Madden after that. You got the actual college football season and the actual NFL season coming up. It's not too far away, which means fantasy football. Uh-huh. Fantasy football has brought in a large, large amount of people, a lot of casual fans. And your guy just so happened to be a part of a league that's been going since they were tallying up points from the newspaper before the internet. He's been in fantasy football leagues with his cousins, brothers, dad, uncles, barber, everybody that is important to their life is in this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
He broke the cardinal rule. Now don't, when I say this is not towards women in general, but he brought his at the time girlfriend into the fantasy league.
Mm-hmm.
She plays fantasy football too. And it's not that women are not a part of a lot of these leagues. It's just that she would be the first one to ever participate in a league, and she was with somebody, right? So my fantasy people, they know what I'm talking about when you have a couple or when you have siblings, you know what I'm saying, in the same league. It's a red flag. Watch them. Watch them. Anyhow, she is an above average fantasy football player. She's pretty goddamn good or whatever. That's one of the attractions that was there, you know what I mean, for him. You find... you find out that this heifer's still in the lead. How do you find out? Because this year, this is a couple of years after COVID. Now we that's when we fresh outside, horny to get outside. This is our first league in-person draft since, you know, before COVID. You know what I'm saying? So we happy to see each other and each other. We ordering pizza. We got sodas. We got beers and all shit like that. We doing the draft in person, baby. You know what I mean? You pop up because you like, you want to go, oh, let me go surprise him and support him at his draft party.
They do that?
You walk in. This heifer is sitting across from him. You didn't know she was still in the league. And you find out that her team name is X Cowboys. Anything wrong with that?
Wait, I think I got lost in translation somewhere. So the girl is an ex?
The girl is his ex. But okay. But she is still in... She's still in the league. She's been in there as well, however long their relationship was and however long they've been broken up. She's been in that.
That's a fucking hard ass no.
That's a hard no. You said no?
It's a hard no.
So she got to get out the league?
Yeah, go find your own
league. Hey, what if you get in the league though? Ooh, that's drama.
That is drama. And the whole time I'm picturing the show, The League. Like, I'm picturing.
Yes. Yeah, which was classic. Classic, by the way. Classic comedy.
Love that show. Yeah. No, that's a hard no.
Hard no?
Because he brought her into that, right? Like, they didn't start that shit together.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Bitch, you gone. Like, go find something else. That shit's crazy. You can go find another league.
Yeah, they didn't start. They didn't start it together. Oh, that's another dynamic though. What if they did start one?
It's still a no.
And they were co-owners of the league. Like they ran it. They made money off that. Could you allow him to be a co-owner?
If that's the case, I'm there every goddamn meeting, game, you name it.
I mean, honestly, it's not like a. You know, during the season, it's not like it's like meetups or anything like that. In the beginning, you got the draft, and then that's pretty much it. I mean, because even...
Look, yeah. I'm picturing it like the show, how often they get together and watch the games, and picturing it like that.
Well, yeah, you know what that is? That's true. That's kind of different, but that's in different... That's different cultures, different areas, like, and stuff like that. You know, you got the cheers bars and stuff like that. I get it, but I'm thinking more so of like
if it's just a draft and then you go your separate ways.
Yeah, I'm not looking at it like, you know, every Sunday they go over somebody's house and wear the same jersey that they don't wash for the whole season type shit. Like no, nothing like that. It's more so
and bitches making plates and shit.
Bitches making. Hey, hold on! I gotta write that one in.
Shirt idea.
Oh, bitches making play. I don't know if I could wear that one. Maybe I had to send it to y'all.
Bitches making plates and shit.
I don't know if I'm gonna wear that one. Yeah, but she gotta go.
Yeah, no, she definitely gotta go. I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit.
I don't like that shit. Yeah, she gonna have to, he gonna have to go or whatever. In any case, like he in the league and now, especially it's a money league too. Like now, you gotta go, bro. Like your services, uh-huh. You know, you broke up with her. You broke up with the league, bro. Yep. You know, if y'all co-owners of a league, you have to sell. You have to sell Donald Sterling. You gonna have to go. That's all I had. You got any more?
That's all you had?
Yeah, I mean, I can come up with another one. Don't get me wrong, I can come up with another one. But that's the only three that I had. All
right, I got a couple more. Okay, ready?
Yep.
Okay, so you've seen these videos, right, of these massages that are?
Oh, you like, oh, you don't do that! Don't do that!
Oh! So her doctor says she really needs something to relax and you know, bring down her blood pressure. It's so high, right? So get a massage. And the doctor gave her a card that said, you know, person's name, number, whatever, you need to call this person. And I highly recommend this person to do the massage, okay? You're going to feel relaxed. Your blood pressure is going to go down. It's really important for your health, blah, blah, blah. So it ends up being one of those. She looks it up because she's interested in finding out, like, why is this massage so good? And it's one of these nasty-ass, half-naked man rubbing down your lady and got her sitting on your lap and you caressing her back and shit. But the doctor swears this is going to cure your blood pressure problems. You going to let your woman do it?
I slap everybody in her family twice. And she played with me like that. And I'm glad you said that because you want to know what? Uno reverse card. I'm going to finish answering yours. But mine is going to be the lingerie maid that come through and cook breakfast. We're going to get back to that in a minute. No, you're not going to get your cheeks felt on like that. Okay? And just to let you, if you
but her
do
blood
know,
pressure's going to go down.
Your
blood pressure's gonna go down.
Your blood pressure go down. Other ways, I'll just leave you alone.
Her feet and ankle's gonna stop swelling up, and she can serve you plates from the kitchen first. And
listen, I start hiding the seasoning salt. Okay, we're gonna make sure we get that blood pressure down. Okay, I'm gonna start kicking you in your ankles. But you, if you come over here talking about you trying to get massaged by a nigga named Medusa or something like that.
Medusa.
We're gonna have a situation. Yeah. So like I said, Uno reverse.
Uno reverse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Then I'm hungry, right? And my man said, look, I know this service that come and cook homemade meals. So just like how you said, you didn't know what type of masseuse you was going to. I didn't know what type of hose was coming through. I didn't
hose
know.
Or host?
Hose. Okay? Because it's about five of them. Yeah, I said five. They got a starting five, right? And they got names, okay? You know, I don't want to share some of the names that I know. I just, because I just know somebody, right? So you on the phone with them. You like, look, I want to order the breakfast in bed special. That's what it's called. It's called breakfast in bed, right? You thinking it's some type of cliche type of shit going on. Like, oh, this is nice. You get breakfast, they deliver it to you, and they make it in your house, and you can sit in the bed and stuff like that. No, it's some freaks out there, boss. They naked, okay? They come through, they got the trench coats on or whatever, and then you order the scrambler from Denny's. So you going to get you some eggs, you're going to get you some hash browns, you know, the sausage, paws, or the bacon.
And they, you know, you ask for the chicken on the side. They ask you breast or thigh.
Yeah. You're gonna get some hot wings. You know what I'm saying? And you're gonna get that apple crumbler shit with the ice cream. You're gonna get that at the end because you a fat back. Okay. Yeah. You order all that. You smell it down. That shit smell good. All of a sudden, you walk in. You scream. Why? Because it's five butt naked. women in the kitchen. And they going to, I'm talking about, they are going to work. Megan Thee Stallion song is in the background. It's a lot of twerking. You come downstairs. You look, here's the thing. The husband come downstairs, or the boyfriend come downstairs, didn't even know. He admitted that he called the number, but he didn't know. Is you gonna let him live that out though?
Man, you know how fucking unsanitary that shit is. You got butt naked girls in the kitchen around my food and shit. My utensils. Shakes. No, that's a hard fucking no.
Oh yeah, cheeks by the trash can is trash.
but no, you didn't know. We calling your friend.
Yeah, you still gonna eat the food?
Hell no.
The food look good though.
There's naked bitches around the food. They might have gonorrhea for syphilitis. I'm not trying to eat that shit.
Well, I mean, look, obviously it's a very professional company. They get tested.
Professional, but they butt naked twerking around some food.
They took a shower.
Let's shut all that shit down. You call the peoples and get them shits
I read the policy. They they're not allowed to come back until a week after their, what you call it, is over.
You talking about their cycle?
Yes. I didn't want to say it.
Why? We grown, okay?
No, but that's what I'm saying. They take extra precaution because they want to take
care. That's not extra precaution. That's not. Because there's still bodily fluids and shit.
So you're against the whole dessert menu.
How do you know the girl washed her ass before shaking doo-doo particles all over your kitchen?
Wow.
I'm serious, though.
We just went there.
You think every girl that twerks is clean?
I'm not hungry anymore. Thank you. I'm not hungry anymore.
You want a truffle? That's not truffle sprinkled on top of your shit, nigga.
Golly. So I guess that's a hard no.
That's a hard fucking no.
Hard no. I don't want no.
Oh, my God. I got one more.
Okay.
Straight to it. You propose to your girl. And you do a public proposal. And she says no. She denies it. You going to continue that relationship?
Wait. Run that back. Say that again.
You propose to your girl. It's a public display. Everything. You got everybody watching. It's up on the big screen, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She tells you no in front of everybody. Do you continue that relationship?
I can honestly say I don't know, because here's the thing. What's not talked about a lot is that did I know this could be a no? You know what I mean?
No. You thought she would say yes.
Ooh.
Like everything. You guys just got back from a cruise and, you know, you was doing the nasty the whole time. I love you, baby, and blah, blah, blah.
That might turn me into Michael Myers.
And she just said no in front of every damn
body. It might be over. She might have scarred me. Yeah, I don't think I could. If there was no sign, if we never talked about this, how you might say, hey, I feel uncomfortable being, if you ever did propose to me and you did it in public, I would cringe. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like if that was one of those warnings, or she's a worker, you know, she's more focused on her career and she's like, I'm not really tripping about kids and stuff like that.
Okay. Is it better if she says yes and then tells you no in private? Flip them.
Yeah. I could rock with that one. I could rock because she understood the moment. Mm-hmm. She understood the moment. And she chose not to. She could, because you could change somebody's life depending on which answer you pick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she made sure.
You know how awkward that shit is for everybody to just be sitting there looking like.
Yeah, because that's.
This bitch said no.
And it's public opinion. It's public opinion until it's not anymore. It's kind of like one of those things where if you keep winning, they're going to forget what happened. So, but you got to be able to get to that point. So to get back into everybody's good graces, they're going to automatically look at you as a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you said no to the person that they are related to, or they know, or they grew up
right.
with, it's going to be mm-hmm. like, nigga, how dare you? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Ooh.
That's a okay.
good one. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's all I got.
All right. I kind of have one left.
Okay.
It's on some, this could be like baby boy related.
Oh, uh-huh.
You go to the gym or whatever. It's one car. You know what I'm saying? You usually, you know, he usually go to the gym, work out, and then he'll actually come back to your job. He'll actually come back to your job like way before you're off. Maybe like sometimes an hour or two because might finish the workout a little bit early and stuff like that. Ain't got nothing to do. You know what I'm saying? So he just posted up in the parking lot, nice breeze under a tree, and he's just waiting until you get off. Boom. This particular time, you know what I'm saying, he working out, he go hoop, you know, his phone is in a bag, he run a couple of games, he know the average time that you'll, when you'll be ready and stuff like that, he don't expect you to get off early or anything like that, but you do. And you call, and you call, and you call, and there's no answer. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
X just so happened to pop up there. Know you work there, you can help him out with something. He wasn't intending to crash the party or do anything crazy. He actually needs some business done. But he got there a little too late because the thing's about to shut down and you eager to leave. You annoyed that he there, eager to leave. You know what I'm saying? You just want to ride home. And you get it. You get a ride home, dropped off and everything, safe and sound, or whatever. You call and say, hey, hey, honey, I'm already at home. Action.
So I actually took the ride? You telling me I took the ride? Or you asked me if I did take it?
Yeah, you took the ride. You got home. You could flip it, too. You could flip it on him if you want to. But, yeah, that happened. Basically, the ex gave the person a ride home.
See, I probably wouldn't do that, but I wouldn't. Because you know the question is, well, how'd you get home?
That's 5 to 10 with that. That it's 5 to 10 years.
Okay, so I'm home already. Where am I at? God, I don't like that because I would not take that ride. I wouldn't.
So it's a hard no.
It's a hard no. I wouldn't take that ride.
But you got to sit there until whoever's
supposed to. The thing is, Baylor, I've been there. True story. I've been there where the ex, well, not that he's my ex now, my boyfriend had my car.
Right.
Went to the gym, and I can't tell you how many times this fool didn't answer his phone because either there was no service or he just didn't hear it or blah, blah,
24-hour fitness got bad service, though, for real.
You already know which one I'm talking about.
24-hour fitness got
you
bad
know
service.
Who I'm talking about. I've been there, so I knowing me and what I've done already, I sit there pissed and I try to call somebody else to give me a ride, but I sit there pissed and in hopes that he just pop up any minute now.
And it's always that it is a slight feel good moment because you've seen so many lights come that way and it's like, don't you hate looking at some headlights and you know that's not your car?
Yes.
You're like, man, this is a waste of motherfucking.
Uh-huh.
And then you see that one headlight, you like, that look like my.
That one headlight.
That look like my mother. Let me see the license plate. That's uh-huh. him. God damn it. God damn.
Yep. And then you get in, you slam the door all hard.
Slam the door. You take a deep breath. You try to do the silent treatment. Oh, my God. And then look, here go the killer right here. This puts you in a negative when it comes to getting them chicks. You can get it back, but you automatically gonna hit when she say, "I don't want to talk about it."
Uh-huh.
You got a long brother.
Mm-hmm.
You better.
Yeah.
You better. Whatever's for dinner, you better make that plate. Like the chef.
First.
Yeah, like the chef made it. And then go run her bath water. Go take the trash out.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget your apology.
Oh, man.
Not my bad, because my bad, and we can debate this, my bad is not a real apology.
Your tone been so respectable. Like, low key, she had already forgiven you, but it's cool to be an asshole. So she gonna be an asshole for a couple more minutes, and mm-hmm. then you know you'll probably get back on good terms.
Yeah, because I don't get to act like this too much, because I have patience and I let stuff happen. But you know what?
This nigga just told y'all she like being Michael Myers sometimes.
No.
That's what she just said.
I said I have patience. It's not often I am an asshole. So right. When I'm there, it's a problem. You got me there. So I'm going to bask in that shit.
See, do y'all understand the power dynamic? Do you understand the power dynamics that does?
I ain't do shit.
When you are upset, the whole house is upset. In the words of Jason Tatum, we did it.
We did it. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Well, that was our hard nose part two.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make no goddamn plates. All right.
Nope.
You don't need a ride home. Clearly.
Tell that girl at the barbecue, no thanks. I can get my own.
No thanks. And bring me the plate. Tell it. Mm-hmm. Here's a classic line. Tell that hoe, bring me the plate.
There you go. Yep.
Man. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas.
Show niggas.
All right, Britt. Thank you very kindly.
Thank you, dear sir.
I will speak to you in the future. Okay?
Okay.
Do you want to let them know where they can find you?
I suppose. You can find me on Twitter, BrittyBritty18, and a podcast that drops every Friday. I can talk about this all day.
And what kind of content you got on there? Put them up on game.
A little of this, a little of that. But, you know, I got some Baylorisms on there. You like how I did that, huh? Where my opinion is better than your facts. Little Prince, awesome. Little Life, little funny stuff. A lot of music. I will say it's a lot of music. But, yeah. And shout out to those who have told me they listen. Like every week, somebody lets me know that they listen, and it's awesome. I'm shocked, because I'm like, I didn't know you listen.
So rewarding.
Very. I appreciate it.
All right, people. I will see you next time, and we are out. Stay classy, Los Angeles.